Hinge and OkCupid are two huge online dating websites, but which one is best for you?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over, as I said, two different online dating websites, one called Hinge and one called OkCupid, and we're going to be comparing and contrasting the features that each of these websites have to offer, their demographics, any other statistics, and more to see which one is going to be best for you. But before I get into all that though, I do need to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page has a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know which dating website is best for you, I highly recommend you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our other necessities like our opening line formula and more. So in order to make this video a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five sections. The first of which is signing up, and then making contact, then the third is price, the fourth is feature, and the fifth is success rate. So without further ado, let's jump up to number one on our list, which is signing up. So when signing up, both apps actually require you to fill out the traditional things that most online dating websites require of you, and this includes things like your name, your age, your email, what your education is, and even if you smoke or drink. One thing that both of these apps actually do that are in common as well that aren't common with other online dating websites is they have you fill out some question prompts. The big difference with this feature though is that with Hinge, you only can answer three at a time that will be displayed on your profile, and for each of those questions, you can only fill it in with 150 different characters. Where with OkCupid, you can have a whole host of different questions that you can fill out paragraphs and paragraphs for answers. And outside of that, you are going to also have to answer separate multiple choice questions that will determine your compatibility with other users on OkCupid. So on Hinge, there's really no profile description, and the only profile description you're going to get is those three answers you give to the question prompts that you answered. Where with OkCupid, there is an endless amount of questions that you can answer and that will be displayed on your profile. So this means that OkCupid profiles can be far more complicated, but they don't necessarily need to be. You could seriously write an entire novel, but we really don't recommend it. And again, outside of those written answer questions, there are actually thousands, yes, thousands of multiple choice questions for you to answer. And as I just said earlier, those answers are going to determine your compatibility with other users. And that's factored in when if they answer similarly to you, then you have a higher compatibility with them. Now, while there is the potential to fill out your profile so much more in OkCupid, you actually have the option to not fill it out at all pretty much and just have your basic information like your age and your gender and your name. Hinge, on the other hand, while you can't fill out your profile as vastly as you can on OkCupid, it does require your profile to have at least three written prompts, and it also requires your profile to have at least six photos. And if your Hinge profile doesn't meet those requirements, they're actually not going to show you to other users. Because of this method that Hinge utilizes, there's actually not that many bot users on Hinge, and I've actually yet to come across one, where on OkCupid, this is a very different story where bots are actually kind of common. And the last really important thing I want to mention as well for this section is that Hinge is strictly for those users who are looking for super serious long-term monogamous relationships, where OkCupid has a lot more range when it comes to the actual dating styles and preferences and desires of its users. We'll get more into exactly what those preferences and styles are on OkCupid, but just know that if you're looking for a serious long-term monogamous relationship, then Hinge is definitely going to be the better option between the two of them for you. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, which is making contact. So while OkCupid does have a platform where it does give users who are compatible to you, Hinge's algorithm is actually far superior in my opinion, and it's why the app itself is growing more and more popular. On the Hinge app, they really do have a great algorithm that finds the absolutely most compatible people on the app with you in your area and does its best to match you with those other users. And while on OkCupid, there are a lot of users who are also highly compatible, there is a ton of variety on OkCupid where Hinge does a really good job of finding your actual type if you're that kind of person who seeks a particular type. I mean, if you just look at the success rates for both of these apps, Hinge is known to be much more successful, and definitely a factor in this is that most people on Hinge are looking for serious long-term relationships. And I say most, but it's really almost every single user. OkCupid, on the other hand, users are looking all over the spectrum from casual dating to one-night stands to hookups to serious relationships as well, but that makes it so that its success rates are not going to be as high. And Hinge's algorithm is so advanced that it even actually pays attention to how long you stop and look at a particular user's profile. So if you're looking at a person's profile for longer than a few seconds, Hinge is going to actually recognize that and show you more people who are similar to that type, because Hinge is going to see that as a flag that says that you are interested in that type of person. Outside of all of those factors, contacting both of these users works pretty much the same on both apps. You can send a like to any user, and on both apps, it also allows you to send a message along with that like. This is going to give plenty of users that opportunity to get a foot in the door and start a conversation with a match before they even are a match. I wish this is something that more online dating websites did, because it absolutely makes things move along faster and it gets people off the online dating app and into real life dates. Now, while we are going over these two online dating apps, know that there are tons and tons of online dating apps that are out there, and it can be really hard to define which one is going to be best for you personally. Well, luckily for you, we have this great thing called our online dating website quiz. If you utilize our online dating website quiz, it's going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me onto number 3 on my list, which is the price. Both users on Hinge and OkCupid are going to be able to access a ton of features free of charge, and you actually don't have to pay for a membership in order to find success on this website, because you can like, match, and message all of the users that you actually are in contact with. Even though you won't be able to send an unlimited number of likes every day, this does refresh every 24 hours for both of the apps, so you can continually use this app indefinitely to find yourself more and more dates if that's what you're looking to do. However, if you want to get access to extended search and filter features and get access to unlimited likes, among other things like getting boost and things along the lines of that, both Hinge and OkCupid do actually offer some premium memberships that you can sign up for. Both of these apps only offer one level of premium membership. There's not multiple tiers, but you can sign up for the same membership for a longer period of time to get it cheaper on a per month basis. So let's quickly go over what OkCupid prices would look like. For 1 month, it'll cost you $39.99. For 3 months, it'll cost you $79.99 or $26.66 per month. And for 6 months, it would cost you $119.99 or $19.99 per month. And here's what Hinge's premium cost would look like at 1 month, starting at $29.99, then 3 months for $59.99 or $19.99 per month, or 6 months at $89.99 or $14.99 per month. Now, before you decide to sign up for any of these premium subscriptions, I do suggest that you guys check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page has a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you're looking to save yourself some money, be sure to check out our deals page before you sign up for any online dating website. So this is going to move me onto number 4 on my list, which is features. When it comes to the features on both apps, both of them are very similar, but there are some very interesting differences as well. When it comes to actually liking users on the apps, you can find that there is a limit for free users on both of these apps. However, Hinge's limit is only 10, where OkCupid's has actually varied. There have been times where the limit was 100 likes, and other times where the limit was only 10 likes, just like Hinge. However, Hinge has been consistent with it being only 10 likes a day for free users. But as I just said in the last previous sections, you can actually pay for those premium memberships if you so choose in order to get unlimited likes. So let's start with Hinge's unique features, and one of those unique features is what is recently called voice prompts. Voice prompts are very similar to Hinge's question prompts, however, you're going to utilize your phone's microphone in order to answer the prompt. So this means that other users can hear your voice or pretty much anything you record. So if you are a musician, let's say, you could record yourself singing and playing guitar as an answer to your question prompt. This is going to be a great opportunity for many users to be extremely creative to stick out of the crowd. Hinge also offers a We Met feature, which is a pretty unique feature that actually helps the algorithm improve more and more over time. So what the app actually does is it detects if you went on a date recently based off of the messages that you've been sending with other users. Maybe you exchanged phone numbers or talked about a location to meet up, things along the lines of that. After about a week of that conversation, Hinge is actually going to ask you if you, one, went on that date and enjoyed it, and two, if you were going to go on that date again with that person or you're going to continue looking for other people. This feature really helps Hinge measure their success rate, and it also helps them measure to make sure their algorithm is constantly improving as time goes on, and that seems to be true as there are so many success stories coming out about Hinge. And the last Hinge feature that I'd really like to mention is one called the Most Compatible. So Hinge is going to have a few different users that it presents to you on a daily basis that it finds are the most compatible with you overall on the app. This is something great for users who are looking for that one person who's going to be a soulmate, because you're going to want to find that person who is going to be somebody you really like and really match with. So now that we've gone over some of Hinge features, let's go over some of OkCupid's features. Remember when I said there were particular dating styles that OkCupid caters two more? Well, this is really what separates OkCupid from Hinge. OkCupid has so many different types of dating styles, from monogamous to non-monogamous to open relationships and even polyamory. They even give you the ability to link your profile to your partner's profile if you are in an open or non-monogamous relationship, so that users who are matching with you can see your partner as well. Outside of that, OkCupid does, out of any online dating website that I've seen, offer the most choices when it comes to your gender and to your sexual preference as well. Of course, all of these different dating styles is not everybody's cup of tea, so if you are looking for that strictly monogamous relationship and that is a bit more on the serious side, then Hinge is going to be the better option for you over OkCupid. However, if you are somebody who is existing in a very niche category when it comes to your gender or to your sexual orientation or even to your dating style, then OkCupid is going to be a huge platform for you to utilize and find other like-minded people. So this is going to move me into the next section on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me onto number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. So to put this very simply, if you're looking for a serious long-term relationship that is monogamous, Hinge is going to be the clear winner for you between these two apps. But if you are looking for pretty much anything else, maybe an open relationship or even a monogamous relationship that's a bit more casual, then OkCupid is going to be a better option. This is especially true if you are somebody who is in a different gender category than what is typical, or you have something that's not a typical sexual orientation either. Outside of that, OkCupid isn't just for dates either. You can also list that you're looking just for friends or even hookups as well. So if that's something that you're going to be seeking, then OkCupid is going to be the better option for you between these two apps. In my honest opinion though, it does seem that Hinge is a bit more polished of an app, and this is probably going to be because all of the user intentions are pretty much the same. Where in OkCupid, they have to cater to so many different users that it kind of makes the app seem a little messy at times. But outside of that, as I said, serious long-term relationships that are monogamous, Hinge is the winner. Pretty much anything else that you're looking for, OkCupid is going to be a more viable option. But do remember though that before you sign up for any of the premium memberships for these websites, that you definitely check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts from multiple different online dating websites. And if you're looking to find what the best online dating website out there is for you personally, you should definitely check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. At the end of the quiz, is going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. If you guys want to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya!